Hey y'all, welcome back. It's Jade with the Sassy Southern Witch Podcast, your fierce, feisty, and most of the time politically incorrect hostess with the mostest. Today I am recording a second episode that actually has nothing to do with the first episode, but I had a little free time, so one of the best and coolest things about doing the podcast is being able to randomly do it, and most of the time, almost all the time really, I put a lot of thought into each episode and what I'm going to talk about and what would reach the most people and what the most people would find the most helpful. But today in particular was something that happens periodically. And it was a completely random and unthought about episode that I just sat down and started to think about. I read a post on Facebook that led into a thought process, and I just like zoned out and, sat down and wrote about a lot of key points that I wanted to speak about, and here it goes. So I'm going to touch on trauma. I'm a little hesitant because this was a bit harder and unexpected, like I said, so I wasn't like really mentally prepared for it. But to start with, here's the quote that sparked it all. You don't have to be grateful that it isn't worse. Somebody somewhere always has it worse than you. If things are bad, they're bad, period. This goes for trauma as well. A lot of the time, survivors trapped in a cycle, they're trapped in a cycle of minimizing or diminishing their trauma because, quote, other people have it worse. But there is no ranking system. Your trauma is valid. So the reason why this resonated with me is because I sat back and I thought about how easy that people react in that manner. So you could go to someone and say, hey, I'm having a really shitty day today. And it could be a friend, you want to talk about it. And immediately, some people's first response is, well, you should look at it this way. At least you aren't, you know, my friend Susie had her car repoed last week. You know, she has it worse than you. And then make you feel guilty because you feel bad or you went through something shitty and you're just not dealing with it good. And that is one thing that like really strikes a nerve with me, is because I don't open up to a lot of people. And so if you do go to someone and you open up to them and then they turn around and they're like, oh, well, you don't have it as bad as such and such, or there's children in Africa starving. Well, yeah, yes, Susan, I know that there's children in Africa starving, but I'm telling you that right now, right here, a person in front of you is standing eye to eye with you and trying to explain something and vent and get it off your chest. And after you are shamed so much and made feel guilty so much about things that really are life-altering for you or life-changing for you, then you don't want to open up about it anymore. So I'm here to clear the air and speak about how I use magic to get to deeper parts of myself. And I'll just leave it at that as I go into the episode. But I would like to say that you are allowed to have shitty days. You're allowed to feel your feelings and deal with your pain in your own way. I'm a witch, and I know that there are small things that I could do to ease things. I know that I have the ability to cast spells, but you weren't broken overnight, so you're not going to be healed overnight. And so I'm going to get into the healing part of it. And a couple of key points that I wanted to speak on are, I'm just going to read my little small list here. I still have bad days. I let myself be in a funky ass mood because sometimes I just need my own time to sort out my own thoughts. It's number one. Secondly, approaching hard situations with gratitude is good, but there's a time and a place for everything. And you can't focus on someone else's problems whenever you have your own to deal with, because then it becomes not so genuine and you're just trying to make yourself snap out of it, and it doesn't work like that. Being asked if I am a witch, or, okay, so people will come and say, they'll know that I'm a witch. So if you're a witch, then why can't you just heal yourself? Well, again, Susan, Frank, Sorry if there's anybody out there named Susan. I'm like attacking you because I really don't know anybody named Susan. But anyways, if I had the ability to heal myself, I would do so. There is no hocus pocus abracadabra solution out there for everything. And things have to be worked on individually. So in order to work on things individually, you have to do different types of spells. So let's say you have this one very large event that causes you to be depressed, which causes you to have eating disorder, which causes, you know, you to have insomnia. So like, that's like what, four or five different problems right there. You can't just bundle that all up into one and say, oh, I need to be fixed. Heal me. Let me light some candles and burn some. So it does not work like that. Not saying that you're not powerful enough to do so, but not all at one time. And that's a very big misconception with people who aren't familiar with witchcraft, or they're coming into witchcraft, is you're just thinking that you're going to have these instant gratification results, when in reality, you really have to do some fucking work. And in doing that work, you have to sit back and realize that there are parts of yourself that you're going to discover that you did not even know were there. So, I'm going to jump off of that soapbox. Because sometimes pain and trauma, are deeper because it's what we need in our life. It really is shitty to say that you need a traumatic event. But bear with me because I'm going to explain myself. I am a really big believer in lessons in life, and it's hard and it sucks. And at times it's completely unbearable, but there's always a bigger picture. When I'm in a conflict, this is another thing. I do not make magic my first choice in solving the conflict. Anytime that I'm angry, I actually try to stay away from magic, unless I have absolutely no other option. And that's just a personal preference. Anger can be really, really strong, and with strength and with the fuzziness that comes with anger, and all the red and the passion and whatever's fueling that, whatever secondary, or they say anger is a secondary emotion. So whatever initial emotion that is causing that is like not at the forefront. And so that's why I don't like being angry whenever I cast a spell. And I like to give myself a cool off period, at least of 24 hours, no less. And if I still feel as strongly about the situation in 24 hours, then I'll revisit it and maybe possibly do some magic. And for bigger situations, or more sticky situations, or depending on what spell I'm trying to cast, I might even give it a longer period of time, like a whole week. And in saying that, I'm not a witch that believes that, oh my god, you can't touch dark magic. I believe that there's a time and a place for each magic that there is, but the person who is casting the spell must have focus and be very, very vigilant whenever they are casting spells, if you are doing darker magic, and be aware of what's going on, what you're producing, and all results that can come out of it. And I can't control the chaos that I may cause if I'm angry. So anger not only kind of clouds your judgment, but it also doesn't let your intentions be as sharp. And so that's where, when casting magic or casting chaos magic, it can be a little bit more complex and advanced. And I do urge you, if you are that type of magician, witch, whatever you want to call yourself, I would say that you really need to study up and be prepared for what you are dealing with, because it could get really bad if you don't know what you're doing. Chaos magic is a force all on its own and should only be approached with the utmost caution and respect. So, again, if you are looking to do any type of revengeful type shit, you really need to look into it before you touch it. In my opinion, the healing aspect of my craft in particular is not a mystical one-time spell that heals ailments. The healing is a continuous part of my journey throughout this entire lifetime. For every hour of trauma in my life, it may take months or years to heal from all the damages that have been done. And long after my body heals, or anyone's body heals, our spirits are damaged and they're sometimes forever changed. And I'll give you the example. Whenever I was raped as a young girl, my body healed after a couple weeks, like the bad damage healed after a couple weeks. But I still had some lingering internal damage from the force, and that turned into scar tissue. And there are pieces that still to this day remain of the scar tissue. And there was damage that was done to my body that cannot be undone. But there was also trauma to my soul in that situation. I lost my virginity that way. And so I was robbed a piece of myself that I can never get back. And that was my innocence and the way that I viewed the world, being innocent. And I was forever changed. Now I'm 31 years old, and I haven't fully healed from that. I've cried, I've prayed, I've been angry, I've been sad, I've tried to ignore it and block it out. I have done spells and rituals for closure and peace, and I even did one for letting go, and I've tried every possible way to heal myself. But just like my body, there are scars on my soul that will never go away. They'll never be the same. And being a witch doesn't make me suddenly cured. It makes me know that I will continue to survive. And my magic and my path have allowed me to feel all of that scary shit that has haunted me for so long, my entire life. And it has helped me to be able to cope with the days that I don't think I can pull myself out of bed. And I didn't want to live this life anymore. And it's not easy, but it really is worth the fight. And facing the trauma and the pain, it starts not feeling guilty because society says shit like, quote, at least you're not dead, or you have a roof over your head, or you have a job. You know, like I said before, there is a time and a place for gratitude. So you shouldn't sell yourself short. And don't be discouraged if your healing doesn't happen overnight, because, like I said, I've been working on this for many, many years, and I still, as you can tell, get choked up whenever I talk about it. So, although I am able to speak on it, whereas before it was something that I couldn't even talk about at all, that just shows progress and growth on my part, and the same can happen for you. So, no matter how big or small your trauma is, I'm not saying that you didn't have a really hard time, you know, just let's say your parents divorced when you were young, and that not, maybe it traumatized you, maybe it made you feel like you did something wrong, or you feel like you lack stability, anything. This stuff can really carry over into your adult life, and I urge you that if you are practicing magic, that you use it to your advantage, but don't be discouraged and give up if something doesn't happen in a week or 2 weeks or a month. And I mean, like I said, I've been working on this for years and I still have a ways to go. But just know that there, the material is there. All you have to do is believe in yourself, find things that give you comfort, find things that give you joy, and allow yourself to go through all the bad feelings and know that there is light at the end of the tunnel, as cliche as that sounds. And with that light, your magic will guide you there. And with that light, you'll become who you're meant to be in the first place. So I hope that this story, I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I hope that this episode and what I went through maybe will help someone else to realize that, you know, it's okay to feel how you're feeling, and it's okay not to be able to fix yourself. So, have a great evening, and I will be back with you folks probably sometime this week with another episode of the Sassy Southern Witch Podcast. Peace. Love you guys.